33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Global warming and climate change are two oft-used phrases in the conversation about energy production these days. Much of the time, the remedy is presented as so-called green energy, right? Solar and wind. But there's a lot we still don't know about the climate effects of these sources. Texas leads the nation in wind energy production, so it made sense that researchers from New York would turn to the Lone Star State when they wanted to study how wind power affects local climates. And what they found may give some pause. Jeffrey Friedman co-authored the new report. He is with the State University of New York at Albany's Department of Atmospheric and Environmental Sciences. Dr. Friedman, thanks so much for taking some time with Texas Standard.
My pleasure.
So everyone's heard of global warming, but are these wind turbines causing a kind of local warming?
They are not what I would call causing a local warming. What they're actually doing is redistributing the vertical profile of the atmosphere. So it's analogous to what farmers would do on a cold night. They would use fans or some kind of even helicopters just to redistribute the air. So in essence, they are causing a local warming, but in reality, what they're doing is they're just mixing the air. And so at nighttime, when it's coldest near the surface, what the turbines are doing is essentially bringing the warmer air down to the surface.
Now, this new study, as I understand, was building on a 2012 study that was looking at the local climate effects of wind farms out in west central Texas. Where specifically was that first area study, and how did you move things forward?
Right. So with funding from the Department of Energy, we were the lead team. For the Wind Forecast Improvement Project. This was the first project to look at improving the short-term forecasting of winds for wind power purposes. And this study area encompassed most of Texas, mostly for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas domain, ERCOT. Encompassed roughly an 800, well, about a 500 mile by 500 mile square, centered on these wind farms throughout central Texas, Sweetwater area and parts of North Texas and South Texas, areas south of Lubbock. So we did encompass quite a few of the wind farms that are now in operation in Texas.
So originally, what was the hypothesis? Were people in those areas reporting that things were kind of warming up near those wind farms or what?
Well, the purpose of that project really was to see if we could improve the forecasts in itself with more and more wind coming on line in Texas. It was important to ERCOT to be able to balance the amount of energy that was being contributed by wind energy by having better forecasts. Now, as an outcome of this study, and we were able to use this data to see, hey, is there any warming that's taken effect? So we had the data, and they were able to then use this data to say, hey, let's run some modeling studies to see if we can confirm what the satellites are showing us.
Well, now, if these wind turbines are effectively mixing the air in new ways, I suppose one question that some listeners might have is whether that localized climate change of sorts might in some way offset, if you're talking about continuing to build at this kind of scale, offset other sorts of larger global climate change effects that we're seeing. I mean, in other words, sort of balancing one balancing out the other, or is that, I suppose that's rather ridiculous, but given the macro size of that global climate change system.
Right. You make the good point there. The first thing is that the size, the scales that we're talking about are very localized. So we're talking about, you know, just maybe a few kilometers or a few tens of kilometers within and around these wind farms and occurring only for a few hours at night. That's number one. Number two is the amount of change in the temperatures that we're looking at are a quarter of a degree Celsius or half a degree Fahrenheit. They're small. They're measurable, but they're small. And so in terms of the overwhelming signal that you see from global warming, they really aren't playing any effect at all.
But if these temperatures are, in fact, changing, even at a small degree at that local level, I mean, those small degrees at local levels can have enormous effects on the local environment.
These small temperature effects really are not going to have what I'd call enormous effects. They can have some beneficial effects. You can think of agricultural resources that would be able to take advantage of the fact that, hey, we're maybe instead of having a freeze or a frost at night, Being near these wind farms will help us because they'll raise the temperatures, you know, maybe a quarter, half degree, or a little bit more. But on the grand scheme of things, there's no effect in terms of how it offsetting or counteracting any kind of larger scale global warming.
So the upshot for those communities that have installed these wind farms or are considering having one nearby, well, what's the upshot? Is there something that they should be taking into account at this juncture, or don't worry? Is that the message?
The short message is don't worry. The real conclusion here is there's no real effect on anybody living within and around these wind farms.
Jeffrey Friedman is a scientist in the University at Albany's Atmospheric Sciences Research Center. He co-authored a new report about wind farms and their impact on local climate. Jeff, thanks again.
You're welcome.